Hi there, I'm Lee. Today we are going to talk about what faith actually is. Let's acknowledge Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for giving us revelation, knowledge, truth, to prepare, to live here in your anointing, to be your witness, to speak to mountains, stop storms, lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. We praise you, give you all the glory. And so to have faith to do the things that Jesus said we would do, those greater things, we have to have a revelation knowledge, the revelation knowledge of knowing that we can and who lives in us. And the revelation knowledge gives us the faith to do it. When you know something, when you understand it, you have confidence to do it. And faith is confidence. If you have faith in Jesus, you have confidence in him and who he is. In Matthew 16:16, Jesus said, Simon Peter, or Jesus said, who do you say that I am? And then in verse 16, Jesus replied, or Peter replied, sorry, Simon Peter, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Simon Peter replied, let me get this right. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus answered, he said, blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied are you, Amplified Classic Bible, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood, men has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So he's saying the Father revealed this to you. You couldn't have known this any other way. And Romans 10:17 says faith comes from hearing. Not have heard, but hearing. And so when you keep on seeking, you keep on knocking, like we read in Mark 4, when we're looking to understand, Jesus explained the mysteries of the kingdom of God to the disciples. He said, to you has been given the mysteries of the kingdom of God. They were asking what the parable meant, and Jesus took them aside and explained to them what the parables meant. He was giving them revelation knowledge. Now, whether or not they were paying close attention, whether or not they were is really questionable at some times, because Jesus said, how long am I to put up with you? And, you know, I run into people like that. They say, okay, I heard, I know, I heard that word, but they're not applying it. They're not living in it. So really, they don't have the revelation knowledge of it. If you're constantly saying, for instance, what is, instead of calling those things to be not as though they were, instead of moving that mountain with your faith, with your words, Jesus said, what you say will happen. If you believe in your heart, what you say, it will happen. You can move a mountain. He said, except if you hold something against someone, forget it. It's not going to work. Until you forgive, it won't happen. And so to follow that structure, that principle that he's teaching us, to really understand it would mean that we'd be doing it. We'd be applying it. We would be following that teaching. But if we don't do what he said, then we really don't have a revelation knowledge of it. Because if you have a revelation knowledge of what he said, there's no other way to live. There's no other way. So people don't hear God. We're talking about hearing God because they're really not seeking. They're not knocking. Because everyone who asks, the word says, it'll be given to them. If you really want to know, it will be told to you. Keep on seeking, keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. I have this up here. Ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you will find it. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone, not just some people, everyone who asks receives and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. It will happen. And so when you're seeking and you're looking and you want to know, you will know. So in Matthew 17, there was a man and he brought Jesus. Am I in the wrong place? There was a man and he brought his son to Jesus. He said he's having seizures. He is pitched into the fire and other times into the river. I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't do anything. Jesus said, what a generation. No sense of God, no focus on your lives. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this? Bring the boy here. He ordered the afflicting demon out, and it was gone. From that moment on, the boy was well. When the disciples had Jesus off to themselves, they said, why couldn't we throw it out? Because you're not taking God seriously. What translation am I? Oh, this is a message. I didn't mean to read that, but it's okay. Because you're not taking God seriously. The simple truth is that if you had a mere kernel of faith, like a poppy seed, you would say to this mountain, move, and it would move. There's nothing that you wouldn't be able to tackle. So Jesus is saying, usually he says a mustard seed. If you had this much revelation knowledge, you would be doing it. But you don't have the revelation knowledge because you're not paying attention. You're not really listening. You're not taking God seriously. So when you are, as we read in Mark 4 in the Passion Translation the other day, then you're going to make sure, Jesus said, make sure that you understand everything that's told to you. Pay attention. Pay attention to what you're hearing. And so when you are seeking Jesus seriously, what you want to do is will, when you want to do what he was doing and even greater things, then you need faith. And that faith comes from revelation knowledge. Like Jesus said, only the Father could reveal that to you. You can't depend on someone else to make real to you what only the Father can. And so your faith comes from revealed knowledge. My son was born with a birth defect, so I kept on seeking. I kept on knocking. Jesus told me I'd see him healed. So I kept knocking and seeking and looking and learning until I got the revelation knowledge of understanding that, oh, yeah, by his stripes, we were healed. We were healed. Already has been finished. When you have the revelation knowledge of by his stripes you were healed, of tithing and giving, the principles of God, then you're going to live by them. You're not going to put up with what the world puts up with because you get it. You have the revelation knowledge of this. You sat at his feet. I run into people all the time and they just don't get it. They don't sit at his feet. They don't search. I wasn't about to put up with the bad report that I heard of my son. You know, and the other thing, all the things that I learned, I also applied to me. And I hated going to the doctor. And I haven't had to. Because Jesus took those stripes for my healing. When I was in debt, he taught me, give. Give this, give that. Every time I turned around, I was giving. and he cleaned up my debt. You don't have the revelation knowledge unless you go and study. Unless you study. Unless you seek. Unless you knock. We don't want to stand before Jesus that day and say, how many times did I have to go over this with you? Or, you didn't come and seek. You didn't knock, so you didn't know. Half-hearted listening is really what a lot of people do. And they think they know something. But I want to tell you, unless you apply it to your life, you go through it, you don't know it. You don't know it until it has been revealed to you, until you just get it. I remember when I was learning, God told me to quit my job, and I just didn't get it. How are you going to do this? And I listened to this teaching over and over and over again. Over and over. I still didn't get it. Then all of a sudden, one day, it was revealed to me. It went off on the inside of me. Yes, it was a message, but it was God showing me. He opened my eyes. Now I can see. Now I get it. Okay, I can live this good life. That's what it was. Living the good life. So many people think, oh yeah, I'm living the life. But until you're letting him recreate you in his likeness and put you on that path that leads to the good life, you're not really living the good life. A lot of people say they're living the good life, yet they're in debt and they have surgery after surgery, and they're not living the good life. We don't have faith because we don't have time to get faith. We don't have time to get revelation knowledge. Yes, we all have the same measure of faith, but we are to develop that faith. Jesus said, if you have that tiny bit of faith, look what you can do. And I like to think, as we develop it, are we going to be doing that greater thing that he said we'd be doing more than he did? Or is he saying we're going to do greater things than he did, right? And so how exciting is that? And to me, I love getting revelation knowledge. I love to understand, why am I doing this? Why are you doing that? You know, when people come up to me and they're like, why are you doing that? And even if I tell them, they don't get it. Because they don't even want to get it. They don't care. It just looks silly to them. But what did Jesus say to Judas? The world won't see me, but you will. Because you keep my commands. And I'm live on the inside of you. And you're going to hear me, but they're not going to hear me. And so to have faith, to live in this world by faith, you have to get revealed knowledge. You have to have revelation knowledge. As Jesus said to Peter, only the Father can tell you this. It's good to have good teaching, but it has to be, you know, lots of times, I'll finish my sentence, it has to be revealed knowledge that God gives you. And lots of time you can be listening to someone preach and nothing happens. And other times you can, and all of a sudden you know what God is saying to you. You've been seeking, you've been knocking, you've been asking. And all of a sudden, there's your answer. Someone said it, but it was him. He revealed it to you. Sometimes I just see a title to a message, or I hear something and I know God has revealed something to me. Some years back when God was calling me, I just did not have the confidence. I said, yes, Lord, but I was just dragging my heels. And this is a good reminder. Anyway, I quit my job, and I gave and gave and gave, and then it was added to me, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But meanwhile, I didn't have much money, and I wanted to get a book And it was by Jensen Franklin. Actually, believe that you can. But I didn't have the $20 to get a book. And I'm driving, and right in the middle of the intersection, there's a bill flying around. And I thought, I think this is for me. And I got out, and it was a $20 bill. And it was like Jesus wrote in the sky, believe that you can. I don't even think I ever read the whole book, but it was just the title of the book sitting on my desk, which I'm going to get it out and put it there. And it said, believe that you can, with Jensen Franklin on the cover. Believe that you can. Now, that was revealed knowledge to me. It was revelation knowledge that I didn't have before. I mean, I wanted to believe it. I wanted to have the faith. But after getting that book, it was revealed to me that I can. And so that's what I'm talking about. That's revelation knowledge. That's what you need to have faith to do what Jesus said that you can do. You can do it. Whatever it is Jesus is asking you to do, you can do it. And as you keep on seeking and keep on knocking, as you keep searching, studying, talking to him, sitting at his feet, it's going to go off on the inside of you, that answer that you need to move forward. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you don't have revealed knowledge, you don't have faith for that, but you want to have faith for it, then you just keep looking at the word. You keep studying the word. You believe the word. You don't believe what someone else says. And the enemy is going to send people to you to steal that word from you. But you don't believe it. You believe what Jesus said. Listen to testimonies. Keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Keep on seeking, keep on knocking. And that door will be open to you. All of a sudden, it'll be revealed to you. Yeah. And sometimes you will get a correction or a direction. And oftentimes it is, forgive that person. And that's even revealed knowledge because you heard Jesus talk to you. He told you what to do to receive that healing. That's revelation knowledge. You know, often people don't like what Jesus said, but wait, he spoke to you. That's amazing. That's exciting. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords came and corrected you so that you could receive from him, so you could receive your healing, so you could get that house, so he could provide for you. He's teaching you. That's amazing. So take that correction. That's constructive criticism. That's so you can live in my kingdom, so you can have what I have for you. Hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, right? Come on. That's revealed knowledge when he corrects you even. And that gives you faith. When he corrects me, I love it. When he talks to me, you know, I don't know what you have to say to me, Jesus, but I need to hear you. And he speaks to me. And when my son was born with that birth defect, I was so hungry for the word. I was not about to watch him sit in a wheelchair all his life. I was not about to put up with the doctor report. And I had heard before that I had him that God was the healer. I already heard it. And so I kept on hearing it. I kept on hearing it and kept on hearing it. And God spoke to me and said I would see my son heal when he was born. That was revelation knowledge. That was revealed knowledge. Before the doctor, right when the doctor left, he showed up before I even called him, and he said, you'll see your son healed. I didn't give up. I kept on seeking. I kept on knocking. I kept on getting revelation knowledge. And when it didn't happen right away, I said, why? He said, as you learn to live your life my way, I'm going to give you more than that. Wow. Revelation knowledge. Hang out with Jesus. Faith comes by hearing him. Reveal to you what you need to do, what you need to know and what you need to do. Faith without action is dead. Revealed knowledge without action is dead. If you know what to do and you don't do it, nothing's going to happen. Jesus is good. He's in love with you. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this word today, this beautiful, sweet, loving, kind word that you're giving us, so that we can be those conquerors that you called us to be. So our name is not blotted out of the book of life because we weren't serious enough to overcome. We love you, we praise you, we commit to you, we honor you in your name. I hope you agree with me in that prayer. Hope you agreed with me. If you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you can do it right now. He said he's knocking at the door of your heart, Romans, Revelation 3:20. And all you got to do is hear his voice. He's going to come and live on the inside of you. And you keep on seeking. You keep on knocking. You let him grow you up, recreate you in his likeness. Get revelation knowledge. Let him correct you. Revelation 3:19, he corrects those he loves. Revelation knowledge. And you'll be on your way. So let's pray that. Jesus, we're asking that you come live on the inside of us. We understand that we have to stay in agreement with you for you to abide in us. We abide in you and you abide in us, and we can ask what we will and it will be done because we've honored you. We committed to you. We want revelation knowledge. We want faith. We want to do your will. We want to be your bride without spot or wrinkle. Teach us, transform us, grow us up. Praise you in Jesus' name. I hope you said that prayer. I'm so excited for you. Could let me know. I'd love that. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening today.